My name is Abraham Kalume. I'm from Windhoek, Namibia. I'm married. My wife is here with me. We are blessed with two baby boys, age 4 and 1. We are doing JNLD on a part-time basis, and we are really excited about this opportunity. We travel all the way from Namibia to come here to South Africa just to share our excitement with you good people. 35 years ago, I was born. I know I look 20, but I'm 35. And I just grew up in a normal village like any other ordinary boy. And when I finished with my secondary education, I went straight to the military. I became a soldier, and I was living in the army camp in Windhoek. I've been there for some time. And all of what I know, it was about army rules and the military life. Little I know about the world outside there because of the environment that I was in. I had some few dreams, and I think this is a great gift I get from God. And that was my wife. So I share with her my dreams. I was trying to tell her how much I care as a man and how responsible I can be. And after I share with her my dreams, they were too big, and she asked me a question. But are you able to manage all this dream with the life we are living? I said, sweetie, I don't know. This is today, but let's see tomorrow what it will bring. A few months later, she came back to me and told me that, you know, honey, with the dream you were telling me, I find an opportunity that if you try it, your dream will come true. And your life will never be the same again. Those two words she told me, they just sketched me like this. Your dream will come true and your life will never be the same. And I was in that situation where I was really tired of myself. The way I was living, it was really a mess. It was a weekend function in Windhoek. Challenge Altar came. And I attended. That was the first ever. From there, my life will never be the same. Again, from that weekend function, I become a changed man up to now. JNLD find me really the time I needed it because I was so desperate for success and I was really tired. When I heard that all what I have to do is only to talk to people, I realized that I can do it because I didn't do good academically. So if you talk to people, that's all what I can do, then I can do it. And you know, I was a broke man, and all what I wanted only to make some extra income, at least to move on. That was the main reason why I joined the JNLD. But when I took it with my two hands, JNLD actually came in a different way. Apart from the money which I wanted, actually before even I started making money, I start already seeing some changes within me. I discovered myself. I really realized that actually I was better than how I was. And I give myself a pause. I say, oh, is this me? Or because even people around me, they could just see that I was a changed person before even I started making any single penny from this company. JNLD really offered me a full complete of life a normal person needed. If I can share with you some of the benefit I see first, it was my personal growth. As a soldier, I was really reserved, and I hardly make friends. And the people, they also even to call me that I was a short-tempered man. But I don't know how this short-tempered thing disappeared from me. Honestly, I really become a good person. And it was through this company, thank you to Eagle Team, that they teach me how to do my self-talk and how to believe in myself and to be confident. And in no time, I realized that I was even more worthy of leaving the army because I realized I was in the wrong place at the first time. And a few months after that, I left the army and I get the job I'm doing now as a transport inspector. And if it was for JNLD, that soft talk, I could still be in the army. when I went for the interview, I already spoke in the morning that I'll do it and I'll be the best candidate ever they needed to hire. And that's what happened. Thank you to Eagle team. It was through this opportunity, you may not believe me, but this is the truth. I improved my English. Those days before General D, I hardly built a sentence in English, but General D came to my rescue. Now at least you guys understand what I'm trying to tell you. Oh yeah. The other benefit I really enjoyed is my spiritual life. General D really bring me closer to God. I was just a man who used to hear about God, but nothing I know much about him. And this company really showed me that if you want to do it in life, you must commit your business to God. And you will have faith. And whenever tough get tougher, call upon his name, he will be able to rescue you. And you know, I was so amazed when I look at our leaders that there was no session that end without saying, mention the word God. I realized how God was important. Besides, they are making money, but still, they were calling upon his name. I realized how important was God. And from there, I gave my life to God, and now I'm a free man. Socially, good people, I didn't have friends. I was living in an isolation world with anger and sorrow, and I wanted to be myself. But now I really came out of that world, and now I'm having a lot of friends. You guys were my friends. And I'm really happy that I changed a lot of friends because I'm now rubbing shoulder with successful people. If I see any negativity from you, I run away from you. And if I see that you are positive, those are the people I live with. That's why if it wasn't for GNLD, I wouldn't be able to identify who are the good friend and who are the bad friends. The most important GNLD has done in my life, financially, it's really brought me from a zero to a hero. I was living in a small, tiny, little two-bedroom house in Windhoek. My wife and I had that house. And it was that house that when you're coming from the bedroom, you're already in the kitchen. It was a disgusting life. But now, after we really started getting money from GNLD, we developed this house from a three-bedroom house to a five-bedroom house. And we built this house in the style that our sitting room is on top of our sitting room. So it's really amazing. Most of people, they can't see it, but back to Namibia, you hardly get people of our age living that type of lifestyles. It's very rare, but it's achievable in GNLD. My wife and I, now we are driving cars of our dream. I used to drive, you guys, you know Skorokoro here in South Africa? A Volkswagen KD, and that car was always finishing my money. If I wanted to move, I must borrow money from somewhere. But for now, I'm driving a double cab Isuzu diesel, 2.5. Yes, my wife's driving her 2-liter Kia Sportage. And honestly speaking, this is the lifestyle we are living. If it was for GNLD, I don't want even to imagine where I would be now. Traveling, this is one of the best benefits I ever see in GNLD. You know, I have been traveling with my previous work, even with my current work, but there was no time I took my wife along. But in GNLD, wherever I go, she's always right next to me. And that in itself is just something that keeps me going on. I must tell you that, you know, coming to Hartenbosch here, if you are from Namibia, it's very rare. What are we going to do here in this town? Might be Cape Town or Joburg, yes, but not Hartenbosch. But GNLD brought me here. If it wasn't for GNLD, I couldn't be here. And you know, the most thing I enjoy in this company is having your wife as your business partner. You know, when we are talking, if you go for shopping in town or for a cup of tea, maybe my wife receive a call from one of our downlines and they say, no, honey, just go on, we have 100 PV to do. And when she dropped, I asked her, who are that one? He said, no, it's one of our downline. Now people around us say, hey, what is this guy talking about? Downline, PV, you know, it's a strange language to them. And to us, we set a standard. And you know, this is how people come to say, hey, you guys, what's so special about you? You are taking something that you cannot understand. It's because of generality. And it's really amazing me because we are speaking the same language, we are thinking the same thing, and we are dreaming together. This really keep me going. I know good people, in one point or the other, we all failed. And that's not a problem. Failing is not a problem at all. The problem is when you fail and you didn't try again. If you fall in life, don't stay there. Pick yourself up. Because if you remain there, when you wake up, everybody's gone. And you remain yourself in poverty while people are busy celebrating their success. That's why let's ignore things around us and focus on our dreams. Because there's nothing that can make you happy being achieving your dream. And you know, I used to feel so sad when I speak to people. When I offer this opportunity to somebody, I try my best to make him understand, but yet he doesn't interest it. I used to think, if you only know what I'm offering to you people, you could really, it's supposed to run after me, not me to run after you. And for the young people, if you only know what you are holding in your hand, this is a golden opportunity, and one cannot afford just to miss it. Because if you miss this opportunity, you may get it, but it will be too late. The right time to take it is now. The 5 years I have been in GNLD, I really learned a lot. And there are some of the things that I can't do without them. And this they really help me to succeed. What is that? Number one, you can't do it alone. No matter how smart are you, you just have to help somebody to do it as well so that you can make it. When you see in this business, if you see somebody successful, it means that he helped a lot of people. If you are not successful yet, it means that you didn't help a lot of people yet. Therefore, that's why we are saying people are number one. Just go out and help people. They're really going to take you to the next level. And the other thing I learned is to be patient in this business. This is not a scheme. This is not a pyramid. This is an opportunity. It's an investment. If you are here and you want to become a millionaire overnight, you are at the wrong place. Because here, it's where you're building, and you see it growing until you go to the top. If you find yourself in this business somewhere at the top, the chance of you to fall is 100%. And I guarantee you that. And you know, what keeps me going is excitement. Excitement. People are so excited. And if you're excited about this opportunity, you can talk as much as you can to talk to people, but they will believe you. They might, but when you talk to, when you share something with somebody, that person will look into your eyes instead of listening. See if you really mean it. That's why it's always good that talk from inside. Even if you don't know a lot, maybe you are in this business and you are still just know this little. Say the little you know. Say it with laughter. In Venduk, there was a girl in the tailor, and she was just smiling. Then one old man asked her, "What's wrong with you, young lady?" He said, "No, I'm excited." "Come on, what are you about?" "No, I find an opportunity." I said, "What type of opportunity?" Then he start talking. The man said, no, don't go far. Just bring me whatever I need to do to you, because I can see you are excited. You understand? This opportunity, it's really an opportunity that one really not deserve to lose. Because when I look back, I wish I could start this opportunity when I was 19, the time I went to the military. Because, and I see a lot of young people here. I could just like grab it the way I see these young people in here today. By now, I could live a free world. And you know, we are living in this time of bosses. Namibia is bosses. For me to come to Hartling Boss, I have to ask the boss, this opportunity can actually you that freedom, that if you want to go wherever you want to go, you go on your time at your peace. You know, like me, I'm now confident in this business. Even the time I came here, when I went to my boss, I didn't go to beg for a leave. I just want to tell him that, listen, leaving to South Africa. Yeah, because you know, if you enter your boss office and you plead for a leave, he'll send you back. But I just want to instruct them, listen, I want to be here. This weekend I'll go to South Africa. He said, okay, you can go. Because you know that this guy is not just an ordinary person. There must be something that really, because he's so bold, you know. Because I have no fear about my future. But for me, if I'm fired, I say, oh, thank you. At last, I made it. And you know what? The clock is ticking. Somebody's about to be fired. Honestly, I can't keep on begging for something that benefits me. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that with GNLD, if you commit to it and you really do what we say you must do, you make it. For the past 5 years, there was not a day that GNLD did pay us. There was no time where they said, no, there's a problem of checks or code year or whatever. All the way, when it's month end, our checks are there. And really, this gives me a guarantee that this is an opportunity to trust. My own company that I work for, there was a time where they didn't pay me. There was a new system and, you know, everything was going down and they can't pay me, but not GNLD. And the good thing is, you determine your own salary. If you say, this month I want to do this much, you can do it. Nobody will stop you. I was amazed to see the elders, people who are over 60 here, and they are still going strong. That shows that our products are good and they are really trust the company. So I want to leave you with these few words that winners are those losers who get up and they give it a try again. I was enjoying chatting to you. May God bless you and see you at the top.